Video: Ox says she will not attend Donald Trump's inauguration because I don't celebrate rapists. By Amy Furr on January 20, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said Sunday she will not attend President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday because she does not celebrate rapists. Ocasio-Cortez wrote in the caption of her Instagram post, "Guess I'm old school that way." In the video, she said journalists had been asking her if she was going to attend the inauguration. "Let me make myself clear. I don't celebrate rapists. So no, I'm not going to the inauguration tomorrow," she stated. The Libs of TikTok account on X shared the video and said, "Ock calls Trump a rapist. Another person Trump should sue." Social media users replied with their thoughts on Ocasio-Cortez's video. One person writing, "President Donald Trump should sue Ock into oblivion. It's funny, when I publicly insult my boss online, accusing him of crimes he didn't commit, I can and will face severe repercussions. Surely, this applies to members of Congress?" Another user replied. Breitbart News reported in May 2023 that a jury in New York found former President Donald Trump liable Tuesday for sexual abuse and battery of writer E. Jean Carroll 3 decades ago, though not liable for rape, and awarded $5 million in civil damages against him, emphasis added. Watch, a taste of what's to come. Trump's border czar leaves Ock sullen and angry. The outlet continued. The jury also found Trump defamed Ms. Carroll in his reactions to her lawsuit, which was encouraged by anti-Trump lawyer George Conway and backed by Democrat megadonor Reid Hoffman, an associate of the late convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein. Carroll had trouble recalling the date on which the alleged sexual abuse took place, even the year, but the judge controversially allowed other women to testify that they had similar experiences with Trump. Trump later filed a defamation lawsuit in federal court against ABC News and its anchor George Stephanopoulos, alleging his reputation was besmirched by Stephanopoulos's claim that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the E. Jean Carroll case, Breitbart News reported in March. During his Make America Great Again rally on Sunday evening in Washington, D.C., before he is sworn in a second time as President of the United States, Trump said, "I'm thrilled to be back with so many friends, supporters, and true American patriots on the eve of taking back our country. That's what we're going to do, take back our country."